The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Seriously? We were just also talking about this. This way of living is so easy that even our nine-year-old daughter does this on a regular basis. She goes in the kitchen, cooks for us, and she knows the recipes. It's not hard. You're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living Podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started. Now, there's a reason that when we come up with something great and we're going to tell somebody how we made it, we call it the secret sauce. Today, we're going to give you this secret sauce. There's a reason for that, because you got to have great sauce to make stuff taste great. Now, I know a lot of times you can say that and it doesn't have to do with food, but I was just thinking about that today. You know, we're going to give you the secret sauce for salad today, one of our favorite dressings. And I just want you to wrap your head around, if nothing else today, how simple, how delicious eating this way can be. Seriously, it's almost laughable. Jared is actually laughing
right
now.
No, I'm over here laughing because I'm thinking about the name salad sauce. Because we call it the secret sauce.
The secret salad sauce.
It's more like the secret sauce. Dressing, but it is. It's quite amazing. I feel like I'm giving away some kind of treasured secret here, like something you would hand down through the line within your family for generations, but never tell a soul. You let them eat it, but don't tell them the recipe. It's a secret.
Yeah, and this is the truth, though. But you don't want to keep this a secret, because these are the kinds of things that you can pass on as your legacy to your children, to your grandchildren, showing them how to whip these things up. And seriously, we were just also talking about this. This way of living is so easy that even our nine-year-old daughter does this on a regular basis. She goes in the kitchen, cooks for us, and she knows the recipes. It's not hard. This one we're showing you today, honestly, it's the hard part of it is knowing what to do and making the mindset shifts. If you can learn how to make the mindset shifts and the formulas for making these things that Jared and I are known for giving you and known for teaching inside the membership, you've got to learn the formulas. Once you can learn the formulas and be surrounded in the right environment by the right people, and it's going to work. And this is what happens. So today we're talking about one of the easiest dressings. Now, why does it matter that you know how to make a dressing? I don't have time for that. I'm so busy. You don't have time not to. It's one of those things that you just don't have time not to do it, because it sets you up for success.
Well, there are a lot of times with salads where you don't have to have a dressing. I mean, there have been times that I've eaten it because you have so many different things that you've added on that they have so much flavor in and of themselves that you don't really need it. But sometimes you do. Sometimes it's just nice to have a good salad dressing, a good comfort food, and we're all about that, trying to help recreate in a healthy way those old favorites that you love, but in a much, much healthier way.
Right.
Creating a food that you love that loves you back.
And I'm going to stir it up here, because I believe you absolutely do have to have dressing, because I don't like salad without dressing, but I'm a big sauce girl. So we're coming at it from two different perspectives. But I am going to agree with Jared in this. You don't even have to make it. I'm going to show you how to make it today and show you how to make this dressing in a way that's really, really easy. But if you think, in your mind, you have this mindset block right now that's going to keep you from making the dressing. Oh, I don't have time for that. You just put the ingredients straight on your salad and stir it in. You don't even have to have a separate bowl. You don't even have to have a little Nutribullet, which we're also going to talk about because that's one of our favorite things of all time, that and the Vitamix. But for dressings, I always reach for the Nutribullet. Why? Because it's smaller. It's easier to use for smaller amounts of things, where the Vitamix just is a little harder to do that because of the bigger container, unless you maybe have the single serve one. Some people do have that, and maybe you can use that for sauces, and that would work great.
For ours, though, our carafe is a 1.5 quarts, and it's so powerful, it kind of kicks the liquid up to the sides whenever it's spinning super fast. Mm-hmm. I think it almost pushes the air down and kind of pushes the liquid off to the side, so it's not really going to effectively blend those types of things in the smaller volumes.
Exactly. So I could use it to make bigger volumes of dressing if I want to store it, but dressing is so easy to make. Honestly, I make it every time that we have the salad. We don't store dressing in our refrigerator door. And let's talk about how much cleaner and neater our refrigerator stays because
you have 6 people and you have to store certain food items, you just don't necessarily have the space to try to store bottles and containers of dressing.
And why don't you want to have those bottles and containers, even the healthier ones? I want you to start looking at those ingredients that are in there. Tons of oil. We've already talked about this before. If you're trying to clear out your vascular system, you don't want oil clogging it up. Trust me on this, okay? Vascular disease is a huge part of the problem behind many diseases out there. They're even linking it with Alzheimer's, okay? It's rampant. The different diseases that it causes, it's unbelievable.
Well, we had even read something. Well, we saw it written in German, but neither one of us read or speak German. So we saw the English translation that Dr. Alzheimer's himself even saw that there were vascular changes. Mm-hmm. Now, he's noted for saying that within the brain tissue, there were certain changes, but he had also mentioned that the arteries were clogged. And then somehow that got missed until I think in the 70s when people started noticing, well, you know, maybe there's an association here. So as we've said before, blood flow is everything. Every organ in your body is supplied with a blood flow. Supplied with blood. Because you got to get the nutrients.
Right.
And you got to get the oxygen.
And you got to get the trash out.
Exactly. Right? You got to take the waste away so that it keeps everything functioning like a well-oiled machine.
And so the thing is not only is it causing problems with blood flow, now you've got, we're just talking about oil here, just one ingredient, and it's in almost every salad dressing that I've ever seen on the shelf. And so then you've got that you have a pressed out product. And we're not even going to tell you how they press it out. Usually that's really not good. There's chemicals involved with that. Okay. And then the oil has 120 calories per tablespoon. Now, when's the last time you just put a tablespoon of dressing on your salad? If you're like me, that never happens. I'm just going to throw that out there. This is such an easy way to cut calories. Okay, so now we've just touched on a little bit. I mean, we could keep going on oil, but then you look at the other things, the preservatives that should never be in there, the food colorings that are known to cause cancer and other issues.
And probably natural flavors.
Thickeners that do not need to be in there. And you're putting all these things in your body. Why? Because you don't know any better. Well, now you do, and you're going to know after today how to whip up a super easy dressing that requires no oil at all, and I'm going to give you several different options of the ways to do that. So I love this. I call this the 5-minute dressing. Honestly, that's really stretching it.
Yeah, that may be overstating it.
It honestly takes 2 minutes or less to make this dressing. Now, what you want to do is get a small bowl and put about... It depends on how much dressing you want to make. I'm not even going to give you a recipe here. I'm going to give you ingredients. You get to tweak it the way you want it. And this is what Jared and I teach. Yes, I have a cookbook. Yes, that's available for you. We'll put a link below. But sometimes, and I want you to know how to do this without a recipe, because sometimes you just don't even have time to think, I'm going to go pick up the cookbook. I'm going to click to the recipe, and then I'm going to measure out the ingredients. Sometimes you don't want to do that. Start with a half cup to a cup approximately, maybe even a quarter cup if it's just you, okay, of balsamic vinegar, an eighth cup, all right? Just put some balsamic vinegar in a bowl.
That's our secret weapon right there.
Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar.
It's amazing. You've got to have the flavors. And it's healthy for you. It's great for
you. It's very healthy.
Right. So we've got the balsamic, and now we're going to add the next ingredient. Mustard. Delicious, wonderful mustard. Now, check your mustards, because mustards vary in the amount of salt they have in them. All right? So be sure to check that. And a lot of mustards have additives. Get one that's just the mustard seed, and usually it's vinegar. Might have a little salt. The less ingredients, the better. Put a squirt of mustard in there and take your little whisk or a fork and whisk it up. All right? Now, mustard is going to make it thick. Oil, you think, oh, I've got to have oil in my dressing. It's going to make it stick to my salad.
And I think that's why they use it on so many dressings, is that it's not just because it's a health food or the flavor. It's because it helps make it stick to all the ingredients in your salad.
Right. And so what you want to do is get something else that'll make it stick. Well, the mustard's going to give it that creaminess and do that. Now, if you don't like to put enough mustard in it to make it thick enough that you feel like it's going to stick, but believe it or not, even when it's liquidy, it's going to stick really nicely to your salad. But if you think, no, I just want a thicker, creamier dressing, you're going to add a little more mustard. Again, if you don't want that tartness of the extra mustard, I'm going to tell you what to do. But first of all, you're probably wondering what kind of mustard. Don't go with just the plain ballpark mustard, okay? Do something like a brown mustard, or maybe a
horseradish.
Horseradish mustard. We love that. Annie's
gives
has a great
nice
one.
Extra
we love
flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. And then, or you could do something like, I said brown mustard, right? Dijon
you said brown mustard.
Mustard
or Dijon mustard.
Those are probably my three favorites, but there are a bunch of different kinds of mustard. Again, just check the ingredients. So now we have balsamic and mustard. We're going to mix it together. All right, now we're going to start getting fancy. So if you want to get fancy,
I don't know.
You can
I thought that
right
was pretty
there.
Fancy myself.
Yeah, right.
You're well, the funny. Flavors are good, though.
The flavors are
amazing.
The
flavors taste fancy.
You can stop right there. That's all you have to do. Now, I'm going to tell you what I believe is a mistake that a lot of people make in making a dressing like this when they go whole food plant-based. There's a popular recipe that's out, and it uses maple syrup. Don't put maple syrup in your balsamic dressing. There's way too much sugar already added in when people eat vegan or whole food plant-based. And this is one place you can cut it. Not because maple syrup is evil, but because we're all eating, for the most part, too much sugar. All right? Use your maple syrup in a dessert. Use it in something that you really want to enjoy it in. Save it for that. But it doesn't need to be in this dressing. And this is why. Because balsamic vinegar is naturally very, very sweet. And you're already going to get a nice sweetness in this dressing. Leave out the maple syrup. Okay, it will help you in the long run. The less sugar, the better. And there's no need for it here. You just don't need it. You've got to learn flavor profiles and start noticing, okay, balsamic's naturally sweet. I don't need the sweetener. So there's a tip for you. When you're using balsamic in something, think about backing off on sugar. Okay, vinegar by nature, when you use it, especially balsamic, I'll use it sometimes in desserts. We have a chocolate cake. It has balsamic vinegar in it.
And you would never know it.
You'd never know it. But it cuts your need for adding sugar because it's naturally sweet and it gives a really nice flavor to the cake. So this is the tip about balsamic. So now what we're going to do is you can take that. If you want it creamier and you think, it's not creamy enough, you can make a creamy balsamic dressing. And there are a bunch of different ways you can do that. So take a Nutribullet or a blender. You can mash these things up with a spoon if you just want to mash them and kind of stir them in and it'll get kind of sweet. But to get the best result for a creamy dressing, invest in a high-speed blender. And our favorite lower-priced one is the Nutribullet 900. They used to call it the Pro. I think it's just the Nutribullet 900 now. Comes in a variety of colors. It pulverizes everything. The thing is amazing, and it's a workhorse, and it's lasted us for a very long time once we learned the secret about not breaking the tabs on it.
Well, so, and also submerging the base where, not the motor base, but the base where the blades are, don't submerge that in water because it gets up inside where the lubricant is and it degrades it. And it only lasted for about 3 months. Once we found out that little gem of a secret, we've had the base for the blades now at least a year, maybe longer.
Right.
And we were able to buy that. Another little extra tip is we were able to buy the extra blade on Amazon separately. We didn't have to buy a whole new kit for that.
And we also had the children were breaking off the little tabs on the cups.
Because they were just twisting. They weren't pushing down and then twisting.
Right. So on the Nutribullet.
Once we started doing that, the tabs have stayed in place.
That's the secret right there. You have to push it down and then twist. And when you're releasing the pressure, you have to push, you want to push down again and then twist back.
Yes.
And so you won't lose your tabs that way, and it will last you a very long time. All right. So what do you want to put in there? Well, you don't, if you're going to use this method and you're going to go thicker and you're going to make a creamy dressing, don't even dirty a bowl. I'm all about making things quick and easy with the least amount of cleanup possible. So you'd make it right there in your cup of your Nutribullet. So you put your balsamic, you put your mustard, and then what you do is you're going to put something to make it even creamier to stick, like white beans. Wonderful.
That's right. You heard her correctly. White beans.
Okay, you can just get a can of white beans. You think, okay, I'm not going to cook white beans. Get a can of white beans. Throw the rest of them into your salad. They're a great salad addition, okay?
They are.
Drain them off. I wouldn't probably put the liquid because you're trying to thicken your dressing, right? You could if you want to put a little liquid.
You can
because it is good to keep the liquid, right?
There are nutrients in it.
Right, and a lot of the bean nutrients can cook out into the liquid. So we always say try to use that liquid if you can. But it just depends on how thick you want your dressing. Now, I would say only add them by the tablespoon. So maybe add a tablespoon to start. If it's not thick enough, add another tablespoon just until you get the consistency that you want. I don't like beans. What am I going to do? Add a few cashews. I can't eat nuts. What am I supposed to do? Add some potatoes. Let me tell you, it's like Jared always says, it's not that I can't. Don't say I can't. I don't know. It's how can I?
Yes, because that's when you start looking for solutions. And just because you don't know of the solution yet doesn't mean there's not one out there.
There's always a solution. Always a solution. You just got to find what it is, and it's there waiting for you. All right? These are only a couple of the ways that you can make a dressing creamy. But I want to move on because we're going to get fancy with the dressing now.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
I thought we already were fancy.
We're getting fancier.
We're going to get fancier.
And this is all under, okay, this is all under 5 minutes for your dressing, and I'm not kidding you, okay? Imagine yourself. I'm going to pour in a little bit of balsamic. Don't have to measure it. I'm going to put in a little squirt of mustard. I would start with the mustard a tablespoon at a time. Okay, put in a tablespoon at a time till I get it like I want it and stir it up to this point. If you're not going to add the creamy things, don't dirty your Nutribullet. Just stir it.
Keep it easy.
Whisk it and put it on your salad. If you think I don't want to dirty another bowl, squirt the mustard and pour the balsamic straight onto your salad and toss it together.
And we've done that many times.
Seriously, if you're in a hurry, there's a way to speed it up. There always, always is. And I love sharing these things with you. Now, here's the next thing. Always look for ways to get your herbs and your spices. They are a powerhouse of fighting inflammation, of fighting cancer. You know, we all have natural cancer cells in our body. We all have that. That happens naturally. But our bodies, when they're healthy, naturally fight them off, naturally take care of them.
Before they cause any problems.
Exactly. So you want to set your body up for success. So what you do is you put a lot of herbs and spices on your food. So to get fancy, you can drizzle a few of these herbs and spices, whichever ones you like. I'm not going to tell you which ones. I can give you recommendations. I like Italian seasoning in there. It's a mix of things like, say, if you say, well, I don't have that mix or I can't find it because it's been a crazy time and it's all gone off the shelves, right? And so what you want to do is think flavor profiles. This is something that we also teach our clients. And so what you need to know is Italian flavor profiles, things like thyme, oregano, basil. Get those dried or fresh into that salad. You can put them in your dressing and blend them up. You can sprinkle them on top of your salad. It really doesn't matter. What's your preference? You get to decide. Nobody has to decide this stuff for you, okay? You just need to know what you like and do it your way. And that's what makes it so great. Now, my favorite thing, these are two of my favorite things that I add to almost everything except desserts are garlic and onion.
That is true.
They are fantastic for you. Get them into as many things as you possibly can. Put some raw onion in that salad. It doesn't matter what you smell like. Brush your teeth afterwards. I'm telling you, it is so good for you. And then if you're using the NutriBullet, I highly recommend throwing in a clove of garlic, just fresh. Buy a bulb of garlic fresh. Take the skin off of it. You know, pull the one little clove off the bulb. And I've been known to use four or five. I'm not kidding. We love garlic around here. But raw garlic is amazing for you. It is also hot. It will bring the heat.
It's hot. That's what I was going to say. It'll bring the heat if you put enough of them on or enough of them in your dressing. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're cooking it in something, you can put a lot more because
it kind of mellows out.
The heat mellows it out and you don't get that hot. Well, the heat of the stove will melt out the heat, the fiery feeling of the garlic. But get a lot of garlic and onion in your stuff. So now we've got balsamic. We've got mustard. If we've gotten fancy, we put it in our NutriBullet. We've either added a little cooked potato. We've added some
white beans.
It doesn't matter cashews. What kind. Navy beans. Cannellini beans. Whatever you like. Add it. Okay, beans are great for you.
And if you don't like it or if it's not your favorite, try something different the next time. Don't get discouraged. This isn't a try it once and then it fails. No. You get to experiment. You get to play around with this stuff.
Exactly.
Have fun with it.
Exactly. And it is so easy. Really get your kids involved. Let them help you choose which bean do we want to try tonight in the dressing. And then let the children help you decide what you want to do. It really is that simple. They love getting involved. This helps you start just great habits with them. You're building your legacy in doing this. Where your children get involved, they're learning how to eat more of the five foundational foods, the wonderful herbs and spices, the nuts, the seeds, the legumes, all these things that are good for them. And in the meantime, they're learning why mommy's no longer buying this dressing. You know, you can tell them, this one is actually filled with oil. Let's read the ingredients together in the store. Okay, it has this, this, and this, and these are the reasons why we don't want to eat those things. We want to power our bodies well. We want to make them strong so that we can be well to do all the things that God's put us here on this earth to do.
They'll also start understanding why mommy looks better, feels better, has more energy, isn't complaining about those achy joints, and she's going outside and playing with us when she couldn't before, and all she could do was just sit on the couch.
That's my story right there. That's it. I mean, that is my heart behind all this. My heart isn't, hey, I can't wait to teach them a new recipe. I love teaching you new recipes. Jared loves sharing these things that we know with you. But what's behind it
exactly.
all? Exactly. What's behind it? Why are you doing this for yourself? Why are you doing this for your family? You're not going to miss the oil, but you are going to miss the opportunities that you could have. If you're hurting so badly like I was that you can't even go up one flight of stairs to tuck your children into bed at night, you're aching so bad you can't go out on a vacation and enjoy it together with your family. You can't walk around the city because your joints ache so much.
And that is going to be what you remember. I mean, getting those opportunities to go on the vacations or whatever, because you're not going to remember what you ate a year ago, 2 years ago, because it's not really about that. It's about fueling your body well so that you are capable of doing, like we say, everything that you were called to do.
I will say, though, that some of these dishes are so good, I do remember what I ate. Like, there are certain things that we cook that we still say, oh, you remember that lasagna, or you remember that.
I stand corrected. Touche. You are correct.
I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be the contrarian here, but I'm just saying.
No, you are correct.
There are some meals we remember, and that's
why
we
love
eating.
We may not remember the exact date that we had them, but we do remember them because we'll say, hey, who wants to have this? And we say, oh, yeah, we love that. That'll be great. So, yes, we do remember them because they're delicious.
Well, and eating this way is like anything else. I mean, there are meals that you eat on a regular basis because you just love them. But the important thing to do is to make sure that you're getting a lot of different nutrients. And you're going to do that not by taking a lot of vitamins and expensive pills. That's the great news. The great news is you're going to do that by getting a wide variety of delicious foods. And I know it seems overwhelming when you're first getting started, and sometimes even after you've been doing it a while, because you just get tired of eating the same meal over and over again. But you need to get in a group where you have inspiration and encouragement and new recipes coming in, where you can ask questions and get them answered by others on the journey, by somebody who's been there before and experienced it, and who understands the research that's behind it all. All right, this is what we want for you. This way of living is a game changer. It's absolutely changed our lives, and we know it can change yours too. The truth is, it just doesn't have to be difficult. You're going to learn how to build up supplies. You're going to learn what do you need to stock in your pantry.
And really, once you do this once or twice, it becomes second nature. You throw stuff together, and it's going to be seriously a couple minutes.
It really doesn't take long at all. Our kids, on a regular basis, make our dinner. Why? Because they enjoy it, and they know how, and it is that simple. It's just simple enough. Our 9-year-old this morning made granola bars for the whole family, and she'll get on kicks where she wants to do that for a couple of days. Hey, can I make granola bars? Sure. I'm not going to say no because I know what's in it. I know she knows how to do it, and it doesn't take her very long at all. It's enjoyable.
On the plus side, these are life skills. I mean, once they become adults and they have families of their own, it won't be such a shock of, oh my goodness.
What do I do?
What do I do?
What do I eat?
What do I eat? I've never done this before. It's just going to be second nature, and they just flow into it seamlessly.
Right. And we're all about being intentional. But I want you to understand that this way of living should be filled with joy. And if you're not joyful and you've been doing plant-based for a while, there's hope. It doesn't have to be difficult. But I'll tell you what it does have to be. It has to be really delicious. It's got to taste good. Get the flavors in there. Get your herbs and spices in there. Learn how to make those flavor profiles come together. And you are going to love this way of living, not only because it tastes great, but you're going to feel amazing. It's going to open up the possibilities for you of all the things that we want for you to be able to do. The things that you're dreaming of doing are going to become possible. And we love that. And we want that so much for you. We care about you. We want to hear what you need. Make sure to email that to us at
podcast@smarterhealthyliving.com.
Yeah. And we'll look forward to hearing from you, and we'll get out there what you need. Just let us know. We'll look forward to hanging out with you again on the next episode of Smarter Healthy Living. Have a great day.